Welcome to this celebration of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, believers all around the world are proclaiming, "The Lord is risen indeed."
The Apostle Paul wrote these words to believers in the Greek city of Corinth. "If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep."
So, according to Paul, without the resurrection, there is no gospel, no saving faith, no deliverance from sin, no meaning to this life, and no hope after death. But because God has raised Jesus from the grave, we have all this and more.
You may have heard it said that right thinking produces right believing, and right believing produces right living. It's true. What we believe matters.
That's why, over the centuries, the church has crafted statements of faith to help us commit these truths to our hearts and minds, so that these beliefs might manifest themselves in our attitudes and actions.
One such statement is the Apostles' Creed. Written more than 1,000 years ago, this common creed continues to be professed by believers from different Christian traditions in different languages on every continent.
This Easter, we invite you to join a mighty cloud of witnesses confessing that Jesus, the Son of God, has risen from the dead. We'll proclaim the Apostles' Creed line by line, pausing to illustrate key truths through scripture and song.
If you are a Christian, we pray this experience will nourish your soul. If you're not a believer, we invite you to consider our confession and the claims of the one who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father except through me."
Christians, what do you believe?
We believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
Thank you.
Jesus, God's own Son, lived the life we should have lived and died the death we should have died. He wasn't a martyr, dying for a cause. Rather, he was the spotless Lamb of God, laying down his life for us so that his blood might cleanse our sins.
The Apostle Paul wrote these words to the believers in Rome. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
What sets Christianity apart from all other faiths is that we believe that God's holiness requires righteousness from us, and that God's mercy provides forgiveness for us. None of us are any more able to pay our own sin debt to God than a drowned man is able to resuscitate himself. So, God's sinless Son stepped into our shoes to pay our debt. But this payment was costly. In truth, it cost Jesus everything to bear your sins and mine on the cross into the grave.
But his sacrifice was not the end of the story. On the third day, God raised Jesus from the dead to demonstrate his power over sin, death, and hell, and to testify that Christ is truly Lord of all. Christians, what do you believe?
We believe he descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Come in the Lord of
Jesus wasn't just a great teacher, prophet, or humanitarian. Rather, Jesus is the Son of God incarnate. One day, every one of us will bow before the Lamb of God, either in grateful worship or in hopeless dread.
Until Jesus returns and makes all things new, He sent His Holy Spirit to indwell and empower us. Together, believers everywhere comprise His bride, the Church. We are called to proclaim His good news to every nation, loving and serving others as Christ loves and serves us.
Just before His crucifixion, Jesus made this promise to His disciples, to us. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
Christians, what do you believe?
We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. We believe in God, the Father.
We have just proclaimed what Christians down through the ages have believed.
But of ultimate importance is in whom we believe.
James, the stepbrother of Jesus, wrote that knowledge about God cannot save us, for even the demons acknowledge that God exists.
Rather, to believe in Jesus means that we put our full faith in Him, that we confess our own inadequacy and boast in His sufficiency, that we trust Him with our lives, with our priorities, for our eternity.
Faith in Christ means that we accept His free grace gift of eternal life, that we welcome His Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our lives, that we live for others just as He lived for us.
Easter is not only a declaration that the Lord is risen indeed, it's also an invitation to everyone, everywhere, to put their faith in Christ.
Death to life. Come and sacrifice, though joyful, fails to justify. I cannot pay for grace that's free, nor add to work that is complete. Jesus paid it all for me, this my ransom and my plea. What debt I labor to repay, for Christ has paid it all.